And now, from time, from space, from fate's wide wheel, this is the Midnight Marauder.
Well, this is another Midnight Marauder short shot, and I am the Midnight Marauder. Yeah! Shabby's topic this week is the legalization of marijuana, and I thought I'd throw in my two cents, which, given what I know about marijuana, probably not even worth that much. Probably not even worth 2 cents, but I do have some opinions. Everybody's got opinions, just like everybody has colons. It might surprise some because I am seen as coming from the right,
Rush Limbaugh.
But I'm actually for the decriminalization of marijuana. Notice I didn't say legalization, but I'll address that in a moment. What I am for is making it on the same level as beer. I mean, you can buy it, grow it at home for personal use, just like you can do homebrew beer. Smoke it at your leisure, but you won't be able to sell it. Have an open pack of it in your car or smoke while driving. For these violations, you wouldn't go to jail. You'd get a ticket. Decriminalization. So if you get busted with a homemade doobie in your pocket, you're not going to jail for possession. You just get a ticket for that. Now, if you don't pay your tickets, you're going to wind up in jail eventually, but that's a whole different crime. That has nothing to do with what you got the ticket for. When you buy it after it's decriminalized in Midnight Marauder's world here, when you buy it in what I assume will be a pack, like cigarettes, you'll be taxed. You'll also be taxed for the seedlings, and potted, you like that pun there? Potted plants that you might buy so you can grow your own. Right up there with the Winstons, the Marlboros, the Benson and Hedges, you'll have the Gagne, the Doobie brand, and even the Acapulco Gold.
Acapulco Gold.
Now, these are state laws I'm talking about. It's important to remember that this is a state's issue. Some legalization advocates call for the immediate release from prison of all nonviolent drug offenders whose only crime is marijuana use, possession, and distribution. Now, how many people really are in state prisons just for that and only that? I doubt there's many. Again, it's a state's issue, and the federal government, particularly a president, has no business making an executive order freeing state or local prisoners and inmates.
Dean Smith.
Let the states handle it, if it's decriminalized. You know, maybe some form of amnesty or probationary release or something. But it's up to the states. I have no moral objection to the decriminalization of marijuana. In fact, I'm a free market and free choice kind of guy. I mean, choice of what to put in your body or not, to a point. I laugh when I see the abortion pro-choice crowd. They're the first ones that want a pregnant woman who smokes cigarettes, drinks, or does drugs while pregnant, jailed. So you can see their agenda isn't about choice at all. It's about control. But that's a different topic. It comes down to compromise on the state level. It comes down to what the legalization crowd means by that word and what they'll accept. Marijuana is and always should be a controlled substance, just like alcohol. They're both drugs, they're both mood-altering substances, but marijuana should be decriminalized, allowed in the free marketplace, and allowed to be grown in quantity by our agricultural community. hemp should be legal as well, as it's in the same family. I can think of few better items we should be exporting than this drug. Think about it. America's agricultural might flooding the world with high quality weed. World peace, here we come, right? Now the anarchists and the peaceniks and the socialists wouldn't like this, wouldn't want the man profiting from this drug, wouldn't want the man having tax power and police powers of any kind associated with it, wouldn't want the man involved at all. This is where the problem lies, my friends. The heads want it totally legal and totally unregulated. They want it to have a status above recreational alcohol. They want to be able to grow as much as they want, be able to distribute it, and yes, sell it. It's okay for them to make money on it, see, but not the man. And they want to be able to smoke as much as they want, where they want, and in any situation they want. This is pretty rigid and unreasonable, don't you think? Almost as rigid and unreasonable as the current situation. They want the pendulum to swing vastly in the other direction instead of settling for something near the middle. They say it isn't addictive or dangerous. Well, I have some personal experiences which dispute that. I had some gifted friends when I was young that got on weed. And I slowly saw them lose all desire to achieve, all ambition, and most of their candle power they once had. I know this is all anecdotal. You've probably heard billions of stories like this, but, well. I had one friend, David, a gifted athlete, and I mean a man among boys at the time, who could have been an NFL great. Football was his game. I saw him slowly wither away under the influence. He started smoking weed and just gave a crap about nothing but smoking more weed. Oh, and satisfying his munchies. It was sad and horrible to watch it happen. He's a career janitor today. Yeah. Has been all of his adult life. What a waste. But that's his choice, isn't it, folks?
Well, that's the way it all appears.
Wonder what choices he might have made without the influence of weed. Yeah, but those are his choices. But you don't know, do you? They say it's non-addictive. Well, someone forgot to tell Miami Dolphins running back Ricky Williams that.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
He can't stay off of it long enough to pass a urinalysis so he can play football. He cannot quit smoking weed. And it's cost him tens of millions of dollars of income. It's non-addictive? Please. Don't tell me it isn't addictive. Don't tell me it's not dangerous. And also don't tell me I have to tolerate it in my life. Is it a political issue? Well, there's a saying that to piss off a Republican, lie to him. To piss off a liberal, tell him the truth. And to piss off a libertarian, take away his weed. I always laugh when I hear that one. Yo, man, there's nothing wrong with weed, man. I've been smoking it for 30 years. Nothing's ever happened. I really need to get a job, though, man. Since being fired from Burger King for putting some seeds in the cops' whoppers. Remember that, man? My mom's totally bogus. Wants me to move out and get my own place. It's totally a bummer. She says 50 is too old to be hanging around in your mom's house. She used to say that when I was in college for a month, man, and for the 3 years that I was a senior in high school, dude, you know? She never changes. You know, it's just ridiculous what people can justify. If you want to do weed, if you want to grow your own, more power to you, only so long as it doesn't infringe on others' rights. It has to be regulated and policed. Anarchy regarding marijuana isn't the answer either. Damn, this guy's long-winded, isn't he? Weed must be really good for your lungs, or maybe he smoked too much? He's forgotten to breathe? Hello? Hello, McFly? Breathe already, dude!
Another one.
There he goes. I thought he was going to have a myocardial infarction there.
Just like the other one.
Whatever argument is made, pro or con, about marijuana use, the key to any decriminalization process is compromise.
So come on,
the radical elements from both sides must moderate their positions or nothing will ever be done. Nothing will ever be accomplished. Kind of like the Stoner Bud parody I just did here. Nothing's ever happened. Well, nothing's ever gonna happen either. Until compromise starts and the radical elements stop jamming their agendas down everyone's throats.
Everybody sing along.
Yeah, sing along.
Got that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Yeah, don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Yeah, man, pass it over to me, dude.
Get a little carried away sometimes, don't I? You know. I don't like dopers. It's their business, though. If they want to do that, hey, just stay away from me, though, man, because you're stupid. You're an idiot. You're a moron. Okay, I was talking about, until I got tied up in that catchy little song there, I was talking about, I was going after the religious right and the moral majority. I like to call them the moron majority. They need to put down their beers and whiskey bottles for a minute and recognize there's really nothing all that wrong with marijuana. Nothing that makes it worse than alcohol. And that's simply another recreational drug just like alcohol. They need to take the stigma away from it. Even though, you know, the things I've been saying here doesn't help the stigma. I mean, I understand that I'm propagating a stereotype when I go into my Stoner Bud voice and cast all these aspersions, but you know, they're based on accuracy. Two 50-ish year old guys that worked at Burger King did put marijuana seeds into cops' whoppers. We all know about the guys that still live with their moms or dads or whatever well into their 30s, 40s, and even 50s. You know, so I might be casting aspersions and I might be helping propagate a stereotype, but there's a reason the stereotype's there. It's not like we're making it up. I'm not making any of that stuff up. Anyway, the stoners, the weed heads, and the socialists on the other side of this coin need to accept some facts of life. Accept that we're not an anarchy. Accept that marijuana will always be regulated and controlled to some extent. It's a drug. And stop making idiotic arguments like, hey, yo, man, legalizing it will stop the illegal sales, dude. It'll stop all the violence and crime. Look, you never eliminate the black market on any product by legalizing it. An example of this is actually my late teens and early 20s when I bootlegged beer. That's right, because I lived in the Texas panhandle, and neighboring Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico only allowed 3-2 beer. That's 3.2% alcohol by volume, 3-2 beer. It really sucks, by the way. Anyway, I would load up my Dodge Charger, hopped up Dodge Charger, by the way, hopped up in more ways than one. You know, hops are in beer. Oh, never mind. I'd load up my Dodge Charger with as many cases of the Texas six-point beer I could haul and go to these places and sell them every Friday at huge profit. I'd sell them for twice what I paid for, minimum. It was long family tradition to do this. Fast cars, back roads, and bootleg beer in the Texas Panhandle.
Bootlegging.
It probably still goes on today. It'll still go on and still be just as illegal if marijuana is legalized. If you really want to change in this, you will have to moderate and compromise. That's simply the bottom line. Everything in life is that way. A happy medium has to be found. And until then, nothing will happen. Nothing will change. And that's this week's Short Shot from the Midnight Marauder on Spock's Talk, the Shabby and Blue live show. Watch for my regular show every Saturday on Spock's Talk. And I will definitely be talking to you